Module 7, Assessing Learning Before Training. So far, we have looked at some general tools for evaluation. In this module, we will focus on some tools that you can use to perform evaluations before training begins. Workplace Observation. The first tool we are going to discuss is workplace observation, where current workplace behaviors are observed and reported on. It can be done by the trainee, their peers, their supervisor, or their clients. It is important that observations be recorded and evaluated in an objective way. One good way to do this is to develop a rating system. Or, if you are gathering feedback from multiple sources, develop a 360-degree feedback rating to increase its accuracy. Observation should be supplemented by other, more objective evaluation methods. Objectives assessment. Before the workshop, it can be a good idea to give participants the learning objectives and ask them how they would rate their level of knowledge with those objectives before the workshop. You can even ask participants to note where they would like to be in a week, month, and a year. It is important that participants be given a rating scale so that results are measurable. You can also turn this type of assessment into a 360-degree feedback tool by asking supervisors and peers to evaluate participants as well. It can be particularly valuable for supervisors to use this tool to start a discussion about what their expectations from the training are. Pre-assignments and pre-tests. Another useful tool is to design a pre-assignment or pre-test around the content of the course. Some ways to do this: self-analysis or supervisor analysis, as discussed previously, case study, reading assignment, learning wish list, test on prerequisite knowledge, goal setting, personal case study. For example, have participants come to the class with a problem or project. When designed properly, these pre-workshop homework assignments can accomplish a few things. Get the participant in the right frame of mind for the workshop. Provide participants with background knowledge. Get participants thinking about what they want, making learning more relevant to them. Help you assess participants' knowledge and needs and target your course more accurately. Help you assess participants' commitment to the course. Case study. Marcus sat down with a scowl on his face. Training drained him. Marcus had 2 more days of training. He didn't think he could drag himself to it. The phone rang, causing him to jump out of a seat. His coworker David called to remind him about the training. Marcus refused to go. He put his foot down and said he'd call it quits if he had to go. Daniel shook his head, thinking his friend had gone mad. Marcus held his breath. Daniel had an idea. He knew how to convince his pal to go to the training. He rushed to Marcus's office and gave him an earful and told him to pull himself together. Marcus wanted to refuse. Then, a light bulb went off in his head. He went to the training, but this time armed with questions that would help him understand better.